half century ago, Roy Daly was just 23 years old and living in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, when a friend offered him a job in the United States. So he immigrated with just two shirts and a change of pants. He came to StoryCorps with his wife Anna and daughter Lucy to talk about his early days in America.
When we arrived, I step out of the plane, I look around and I encounter a monster. There was a moving step. How do you get onto a moving escalator? You've never done this. So eventually I negotiated how to get on it. And as it was going up, it was a long escalator. How do I get off of this escalator? After my first challenge in the United States, we got to Pennsylvania about 10 o'clock, something like that. And so we went up to sleep. And I got up real early in the morning. Finally, I'm in America. I want to see what it looked like. I came downstairs. When I opened up the door, I was in the middle of nowhere. Guess what? There was no leaf on the tree. Nothing. Everything was dead, like if I landed on the moon. I started to wonder, did I make the right move? I came November 7, just before Thanksgiving. I have never seen a Thanksgiving. I've heard about it. I was invited to a dinner, and I was asked to bring a covered dish. So I went to the store, and I purchased the biggest dish with a cover. Put it in a bag. When we got to the church, everybody brought all their food. I took out mine and I handed it to the lady, and everybody started to laugh. And I had no idea what they were laughing about. So my friend translated, yes, plato cubierto. Cover dish means bring a dish with a cover. They did not say to bring food. In Honduras, if you want to bring food, you say, hey, bring a plate of food. You know?
Here you are 50 years later. Last year was your 50th year of being in this
celebrated
country.
50 years. For the first year I celebrate Thanksgiving, I discovered it was an opportunity to be thankful for all the blessing you have received during the year. And ever since then, the biggest joy of my life is coming here by myself. And today I have three children, five grandchildren, and a beautiful wife. So I'm truly blessed.